Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Saints Draft Preview. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. We're getting ready to be joined by Michael Parenton. But finally, it is draft day. Something that began 1936. They had nine rounds. They put 90 guys' names on a blackboard and went, go at it. And then from 1943 to 48, they had 32 rounds of the draft. Thank you. No. Happily, back to 3 days, seven rounds. Deuce McAllister, 2001, you were the 23rd pick. I know you waited. This is a tough night for the players, but a big night for this franchise.
Yeah, particularly if you're expecting to go top five, top ten. And for myself, just going back on it, I was fortunate and happy that the New Orleans Saints had picked me. And so for any young man that is expecting to be drafted, just enjoy the process because it's one that you'll have for the rest of your life. And if you're not picked first round, that's okay. I mean, because the guys, they don't ask you what round you were picked once you get into the locker room. They want to know if you can help them win.
Drew Brees, pick number 32. First of the second round, not a first-round pick. Drew Brees, 32nd pick, right?
Yeah, because that was before we added another team. To make it 32.
End of the second round.
Yeah, to make it 32 teams, and so he was the first pick of the
second round. So, it would have been. Joined now by Michael Parenton, the director of Pro Personnel. Thank you for joining us. Got his, if you're watching or listening, I should say, his red Pelican shirt on, so lots of stuff happening today. But for your situation, Pro Personnel, and you've answered this question a million times already. Any difference in the process post Sean Payton, Dennis Allen?
No, and I think that was one of the strengths of Dennis, really, was he knew the way that we kind of went about player procurement, the way that Mickey prefers for our building to talk about players and everybody having a part in it. And Dennis was fantastic throughout the whole process. I mean, he was engaged offensively just as much as he was defensively, which I know was probably new for him to sit there and have to sit through fourth through seventh round offensive linemen, you know, something maybe he never really had a ton of experience.
Said as a former offensive lineman.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was great. It was business as usual. Jeff does a great job of involving everyone. And so hopefully we get it right tonight.
Mike, I know your primary responsibility is the pro scouting, but when it comes to the draft, how effective or what role do you play in that process just to be able to say, hey, look, this is where I think this piece fits? Because there's a follow-up question I have for you after that.
Yeah, so there's a couple different parts to that, right? So in the college regular season, Jeff is great about, hey, we're going to New England. How about we pop in and go see this Boston College game? You know, we'll take a look at some players. He'll kind of fill me in on who's who. So you're kind of starting to develop your database there. Senior Bowl, we're there. We're educating ourselves on the players. We're sitting in on the meetings in February. Then we're in the meetings in April. And then all during that time, you know, we try to help out on the pro side. Ryan Powell, Justin Matthews, they do a great job with it as well of being like, this is how this player has helped us with this skill set. Or this player reminds me of player X in the league that's playing right now. And so we kind of try to fill in the gaps there for those guys to be like, well, why does Traquan Smith have so much value for us? Or why did Willie Snead have value? Or why did, you know, Shy Tuttle play as much as he has? So we try to bring that in and bridge the gap with those guys because they're out on the road for 6 months out of the year.
Okay, and so that leads to my next question as far as some of the free agents that you've signed. You talked about DA, Coach Allen, having to sit in some of the draft meetings with offensive linemen. When I look at this paper – I see a heavy defense influence. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking. I'm actually joking with him because it was quite opposite when Sean was the head coach. Yeah. You would see heavy offense signing as far as free agents. Is that something where he just felt, hey, look, this is a player that we've identified that may fit our scheme, our system. Let's go out and get him so we don't have to maybe fight once the draft comes to maybe reach for that player per se.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of discussion as to the fit in terms of the personality, the character, where are we lacking? You know, what do we need for our team? What is the market going to kind of run us out of to where we're not going to really want to go pay that premium for that position in free agency? What does the draft look like at that position, and how do we marry those two up and have a plan? At the end of the day, you just want enough good players. You know, so Dennis does a great job of being like, what do you think is going to be available in free agency if we miss out on top targets? Who's our mid-level targets? What is the draft going to give us in the first through third round? And we're kind of looking at that all the way from into January, March, April, you know, just playing that whole long game, so to speak.
I would assume that most teams have a similar type grading system. You look at this draft, and you've done this a long time. The difference of the kind of the non-consensus, so to speak, of this draft and, you know, even beyond the quarterback, how that changes this year. Have you seen anything like that? I mean, even in the first five picks, it's offensive tackles and edge guys, and then who knows? The quarterbacks, people say, two top 15, none top 25. I mean, it's never this kind of wild.
I think what the quarterback position being absent does, if it does play out that way, is it just kicks your core positions a little bit earlier. You know, people are always going to want defensive ends. They're always going to want receivers. They're always going to want cornerbacks. They're always, you know, those core positions, left tackles. So without a quarterback being plugged in there, it just kind of kicks up that trend a little bit earlier. And so as you try to project who's going to be there at 16, who's going to be, you know, it just becomes a little bit more like, man, all these good players are flying. You know, but you don't, if people like a quarterback and you think a quarterback is still a winner, you're going to take him wherever you can in the first round.
Not going to let him go. Right.
That's right. You can't pass up that opportunity.
So, Mike, I have to ask you, how many simulations of draft boards do you guys have? Is it like we've got 12 different draft boards here, you know, 12 different scenarios, we've got 15 that we kind of see, and then you start to move the chess pieces? I mean, because I know the process that you guys have went through based off of team needs, what they've signed via free agents, you know, what you feel like they think or you think is their high priority. How many scenarios do you guys put up on a board and then go and say, yep, this is the one that it looks like it's going to be?
Well, it starts with Jeff coming to us on the pro side and being like, what are the needs for each team in the league? So we'll allocate 5 to 7 needs. And sometimes best player available is just going to get picked. So you could say they have a need at center, safety, linebacker. But if a corner, an edge player is sitting there, they're going to take the best player available. So we'll take that. And so as you go through these mocks, and we'll do it over and over and over again, typically what we found out is that it's never as bad as the mock ends out, because you're picking off of your board versus what that team has as their board. And everybody has players ranked differently. So, you know, player getting selected at 6 who may end up getting selected at 10 sets off a whole ripple effect of how the rest of the board goes, you know. But we'll just try to simulate it as many times as can just to promote discussions of this player versus this player. Who do we like? This player versus this player.
But you gotta give me at least a hard board of a simulation board. You got 10, you got 20 of them. I mean, and then you just tear it up and you move on to the next board.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well.
As the picks come in, right?
That don't tell me what I'm looking for, but I'll take it.
A quarterback, you know, Carolina pulls the trigger on a quarterback, changes, you know, that draft board, you know, guys had him picking an offensive tackle, you know.
Yes.
Then throw it away.
Absolutely.
When you look at these, and even really that we talked about the non-consensus, same thing with the edge rushers and the offensive tackles. I mean, they're all, you know, typically we would know the first 5 or 6 picks sometimes.
Yeah.
Years. This situation, it's just, you kind of know the position that might go, but you don't know the player that might go.
Yeah, you know the, let's call it 10 to 12 players that are going to go. You
right.
just don't know what order they're going to go in. And you don't know at what point, if there's anybody that's a new entrant into that order, where does it shift it?
Yeah, it's going to mess the whole thing up.
Yes.
Yeah, well, just if you just fill out our form here, we'll be mm-hmm. having all the coaches fill it out. It's rounds 1 through 7. Michael Parrington, we appreciate your time as always.
Thank
Good
you
luck tonight, and we will talk again as we get closer and 7 o'clock all weekend.
Go Pels.
Go Pels. That's right. Later on tonight. Take a quick break. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister back with more Saints Draft Preview right after this timeout. WLAMFM.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss with Deuce McAllister, Saints legend, Saints headquarters, with the Saints draft preview, a deep dive into the black and gold with the Saints top brass. And coming up really throughout this next hour and a half, we just had Michael Parenton. We're going to have new Saints head coach Dennis Allen, Mickey Loomis, Chris Richard, Ryan Nielsen, Pete Carmichael, Doug Marrone, and Darren Rizzi, just a few who will join us as we lead you up to 6 o'clock. And Christian will take over at Urban South Brewery. Jeff Ireland joining us now, Vice President, Assistant General Manager of College Personnel. And we were just kind of talking off air. I mean, it's a grind, and it has been a grind to where these guys must almost look the same to you a little bit. But take me through the process for tonight. And you guys, just as you're waiting through the first 15 picks.
All right, look, the hay's in the barn right now. And so, it's really kind of a sit and wait. A lot of things are going through your head about just strategy. I heard you talking to Michael before. You know, it's basically one player that's taken kind of outside of where you thought he was going to go can have a chain reaction to how you handle that situation. You know, so, you know, we're looking at every single pick, and we have a contingency for, you know, pretty much every option that happens at every pick. And so we have a option, you know, basically at about 7 or 8, and then we have another, you know, possibility at 11 or 12, and, you know, so it, and so on. So we've just got different contingencies for different things that happen.
Jeff, a lot of people, made reference to, obviously, the Saints trading next year's one to be able to acquire a new pick or at least an additional first round pick. And, you know, the thought process is, well, the Saints are moving up. They're moving up. That I know you can't technically say, but you guys just want to give yourself some flexibility, you know, with having those two picks and to be able to add players right now, immediately. Not to think that next year doesn't matter, but you think that you have a pretty good team right now, and if it's to move up to add a quarterback, so be it. But also, I think that you felt like you have a pretty good team that you can go and compete this year for, you know, obviously a championship or at least a playoff spot.
Yeah, look, all cards are on the table for this draft. And, you know, what the reason was for us to acquire this pick doesn't even matter anymore. We have the pick right now. We have two picks in the, you know, we have three picks in the top 49 picks. And, you know, our objective is to pick the best players we possibly can. And we'll be aggressive when we need to be. And if that's, you know, drafting a quarterback, so be it. And if it's drafting just two really good football players that can help us, whether this year or next year, you know, doesn't really matter. So, we have the picks, and we're going to, you know, use them to the best of our ability.
And a good situation that we really have not seen. I mean, think of any other year when you would have a 16 and 19 and be talking about maybe quarterbacks who would fall beyond that. Because the the different teams and how they look at each quarterback, and some, who knows? That's just the point. You don't know how any of these other teams really feel about this or quarterback. Or we could be talking wide receiver, offensive tackle. And so to be in this position, to me, at least at 16 and 19, we would have never been talking in any other year. Well, what if these four quarterbacks drop beyond 19? That never happened. Right. You never had such a non-consensus on this. So it's such a cool position to kind of be in.
It is. We're in a great position. I love what we're picking. We can be, like I said, we're in range to be aggressive, to go get a player that we want. We can sit tight and get two good players. We can trade back and pick up more picks and add more depth and more opportunities for us to hit on good players in the future. So, look, we're in a good position. This is a unique year where there's maybe not a consensus 1-2 quarterback, you know. So that makes it unique. There's only been a couple of times in my history that there hasn't been a consensus quarterback at the top of the draft.
I wouldn't have to go beyond that. This is not even consensus 1-2-3-4-5.
Yeah, it's not.
Could have 5-4-3-2-1.
It's really unusual, but but there are some good quarterbacks in this draft.
Right.
That's the fact.
I wanted to say that.
There is good quarterbacks in this draft, and so and we know who those guys are, and but there's also good other positions too. And a lot of people talk about the receivers and tackles, but there's some other good positional players, good core position players out there that can help our football team. I'm not afraid to build a strength on a football team. So, whether it's, drafting a player that maybe we have to, that he's going to be a backup for year one, but yeah, he's going to be a starter in year two, so be it. That's good.
So what's the overall goal tonight? This weekend? How about not tonight? This weekend? What's the overall goal? What do we want to accomplish?
Oh, come on, dudes.
I don't need everything, but I just want to know overall.
I'm going to give you the old college try on that one.
Okay, well, that'll work.
We're drafting good football players that can help us. Look, we like there's a lot of things we like. We like prototype guys. We like high makeup kids. We like guys that come in and fit in a lot in our locker room. And we like players that can get to the quarterback, get the quarterback upright, catch for the quarterback, and maybe even throw. So who knows?
There we go. I think we did say kick for the quarterback. Other than that, we nailed it. Jeff Ireland, best of luck. I know it's going to be a long weekend. We appreciate your time, and we will be talking along the way.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Chris Richard will be coming up next, the co-defensive coordinator. We'll stick right here. It's Saints Draft Preview on WWLAMFM.com. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, also on the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Saints Draft Preview. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. We are at Saints Camp. The Saints, of course, with two first-rounders tonight, 16 and 19. Joining us now is the new co-defensive coordinator, Chris Richard. And we've been sitting here talking nothing but no football, just his last name, Richard, since the commercial break. But it is what it is. And so you maintain your role as the secondary coach, but what have the changes been just in this short amount of time as the co-defensive coordinator with Ryan Nielsen?
Yeah, well, it's a really, really great exposure to this idea or this philosophy, right? So if it's not broke, don't break it. And again, obviously, again with DA taking over as the head coach, it's we've played really great defense and football in general around here for over the past few years, and keeping the continuity is important to everyone.
Coach, I know normally, you know, and we'll get to the draft, a couple questions on that, but with you, you know, having to have a rookie, and I know Roby stepped in as well, a young man that you trade for, but having a rookie to have to be that lockdown corner, having at least a year experience with him, but now you'll have two new safeties back there. You know, obviously losing Marcus to free agency and Malcolm kind of retiring. Are you looking forward to just the challenge?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's the challenge. I mean, and so are you looking forward to that challenge just to be able to say, hey, look, I need you to take your game, and we won't call him Rook anymore. He's earned that respect, but you need him to take his game to the next level and then – for them to be able to blend with, you know, two new guys on the back end.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, like with young guys, rookies more in particular, like there's a purity that comes along with it. And when they come in and they trust, right, and they fall in love with the process. And I'll say this about Adebol in particular is that he's not a typical rookie. You know, he already came in with an awesome level of maturity. And it was easy to kind of take that piece of clay and then help mold into the player that he's ultimately becoming. But the purity in nature, the trust in what we're coaching, the simplification of it all, and then recognizing the success that they have, right? And again, it starts out here in practice. Like, this is like out here in practice is where you earn the right to go and play and be confident. And again, when you have success early on, you know, then again, obviously, again, once it starts to flow, man, like you get into that state and again, you just really believe in what you're doing and how you're doing it. And then the rest, man, it just kind of takes over from there. So as far as the safeties are concerned, you know, I said Marcus May is, I mean, he's a veteran.
Yeah.
And, again, he does have some familiarity with the system with, again, Greg Williams having spent some time out there with the Jets. And then whomever this next body is at free safety, it's the same idea. Right. So it's like success leaves clues. And so there's tons of clues. We've had players here that have been really successful playing on the back end. The tape is there. Then obviously, again, it's our responsibility as coaches to make sure that, again, we're just maximizing the absolute best out of these guys. So we have to maximize the ability. The tape is there. Our responsibility to, again, to be fundamentally sound and to hold the guys accountable. But the clues are there because the success has been there.
We've talked so much about quarterback, wide receiver, offensive tackle, edge rushers really in this first kind of front half of the first round. So it would lead you to believe maybe that's not as good of a secondary class. Maybe that's not true. I guess just your impressions of this class of 22 secondary-wise.
Yeah, it's a really good class. And again, the safety position in particular has been one of the more deeper classes that I could remember. Right, again, in some time. And that's not necessarily saying, again, everybody should be a first-round pick or anything of that nature, but they have a really talented bunch here of guys. And again, not to compare it to that class of 2010 with Eric Berry and Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, right, and Taylor Mays, again, guys of that nature that are in that class. But there are some really talented players at that position and really deep.
One of the things that impressed me, and you talked about Paulson Adebol, and you talked about the maturity that he had, because here was a guy that didn't play in his prior to coming here. So he really had not played. I think it was like October of 2019. And his first actions is Aaron Rodgers. And you talk about the confidence that he built just in that game alone. I imagine he was no longer a rookie in some aspects after that game.
Yeah, and it's, again, just staying true to who you are. All right, so staying true to who you are, and it's just having a firm validity and understanding in who that person is. And he's not one who ever shied away from confidence. And, again, he has an awesome level of humility, which is the greatest strength, because it's not the fact that he thinks any less of himself. He just thinks of himself less. So that's the pure essence of strength, and that's what that guy has. And he had a belief in himself and his ability. He had a belief in his teammates and a belief in us as a staff to, again, help him and point him in the right direction. So when you step out there between the white lines, it's you're just letting it rip. You're pure.
Just go get
it. Believe in yourself, yeah. Well, have a good time this weekend. Sounds like a lot of fun. It will be. It will be. Chris Richard, co-defensive coordinator, thanks for joining us again. Best of luck and have great success tonight. Got to step aside. Stick around with more on the Saints draft preview on WWL AM and FM.com and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Preview, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, now joined by a man who knows this organization well, Doug Marrone, played under Jim Mora. 1989, came back in 2006 as a coach, offensive coordinator. Now he's back again for his third trip. Doug Marrone, welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Mike. Deuce, great to be here. Excited.
Good to see you, Coach. I hadn't seen you since you signed back. I know if one person is fired up and excited, it's going to be you.
I'm fired up. You know I'm always fired up. That's kind of how you were when camp started. You know, you were always fired up for training camp.
Well, no. it had to be the first day if I was going to be fired up. That was the only part that I was going to be fired up for as far as camp was concerned.
I was telling a story the other day. Someone asked me, they were talking about the new rules of camp, you know, mm-hmm. how camp is and the players nowadays. And I said, it would have been tough for Deuce. Because the one thing Deuce did a great job of, Deuce came in and he worked himself into shape. You know what I'm saying? During training camp, I said, if Deuce played today with the amount of practices we have, I don't know.
It would be a problem. It would have been a great challenge because it would be like, okay, I need to get some workout in before practice, and then I need some running after practice because we only have one true practice, yeah. And that's totally different from 15, 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Boy, you look at this draft and you look at the importance and the significance of the offensive lineman and that offensive tackle, protecting that franchise quarterback, or whoever your quarterback may be, it's always been strong. I mean, they've had, you know, offensive tackles go 1 and 2 in 2013. But this year, this crop, you really see the strength of the offensive lineman.
I think so. I think the draft is pretty good for the offensive line. I think when you look around, I know that, you know, for us, you know, I had just gotten here, and I really don't know the players that are here that well, but obviously Zach Streese, my assistant, he knows them extremely well. You know, I was able to watch film. So I'm excited to really work with the players that are here and knowing that, hey, listen, if we acquire some people, I'm a little bit different, as maybe because I played and I'm a coach about the draft. You know, one of the things we used to always say is, and Sean used to say this, and, you know, when we were here in the beginning, and Herm Edwards, you know, who I worked for, is, hey, listen, you know, once this thing is over these next 3 days and you walk into that building, really no one really cares, you know, how you've gotten here, whether you're a draft pick, free agent, first round, second round, third round. You know, it's going to be what, you know, what you do now is going to really show whether you make this team and whether you can, you know, fit in this locker room. And I think that's the thing I think people on the outside don't really understand unless you've been in that locker room and you've been that player. But, you know, I do agree. I think there's pretty good depth in this draft for offensive linemen.
Well, it's can you help us win? That's when you walk in this building, that's what I want to know. I don't want to know.
I thought you were asking me. I was going to say, hell yes.
I know you can help.
We'd already checked you off as a yes.
I know you can help us win, but as far as a player, I want to know from a rookie, can you help us win?
There's no doubt.
I do not care if you were third round, second round, undrafted. Can you help us win?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things I think that's why the mindset. I think, you know, we've always done a good job here. I mean, forever, of bringing the people in with the right mindset of coming into a locker room, knowing that, you know, hey, listen, you know, I try to school them up a little bit. You know, you can talk to Zach and the rest of those guys. Hey, listen, you know, God gave you, you know, one mouth and two ears for a reason. You better listen twice as much as you talk. And when these other guys come in, you know, you're going to be evaluated, you know, from everyone. You know, and I think you're right. I think the people, the players, the veterans, and the true pro players, you know, when people walk in the door, they want to say, hey, listen, just like you said, Deuce, hey, can this guy help us win?
Coach, you talked about not really having a lot of time with the current guys, the offensive linemen here. As that ramps up with the offseason program, what are some of the things that, just from looking at a film standpoint, what are some of the things that you'll say, hey, look, this is what we want to work on, or I want to teach it this certain way, you know, just some different tweaks and things of that effect?
Yeah, I think Zach's done a good job of talking to the guys probably about me. I think, you know, Zach's already said that, you know, there's an imitation out there of me, you know, that he's done. So he's just trying to make sure I don't get on him, you know. I think one of the things when you come in at this level, you know, it's a partnership. You want to be able to go into a room and say, hey, listen, guys, I've got no hidden agenda, none at all. All I want to do is win football games. My job is really just to, you know, to try to help you. That's what I'm here to, make you a better player. The young guys trying to create a foundation. And really together, I found that there's a lot of success when coaches and players can get together and say, hey, listen, all right, guys, what is your expectation of yourselves as a group? Okay, what are your expectations of me as a coach? And then, hey, listen, at the end of the day, if we can hold each other accountable for that, we'll be pretty darn good. And I think that's the way I've always approached it as a line coach with the guys that were here when we had Stinch and Thane and all those guys and Nix and Jari. And I think I'm going to, you know, I think that's the way, that's the success. It's not, hey, this is the way I've done it, this is the way I've been here. Players don't want to listen to that. They don't want to hear that. It's like, hey, listen, this is what you're doing well. What do you think I can do to help you?
Is it hard not to fall into kind of a pitfall of got to replace Teron Armstead, at least in these first couple of days?
Yeah, I haven't been here. So for me, it's not I don't have that type of anxiety. I was, you know, I never get really concerned about that. I think that, you know, my job and my responsibility is to make sure that whoever we bring in, whoever's in that position, whether it's James Hurst is there now or anyone else, hey, my job is to get them as good as they can, all right, so they can play.
Very good. Appreciate your time. Best of luck. Doug Marrone, offensive line coach, back after a year with Alabama. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll be talking
to
Darren Rizzi next, special teams coach. Got to step aside. Quick break here on the Saints draft preview. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, back after a break on WBL. Welcome back. Saints radio exclusive, the WBL Saints draft preview. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, now joined by special teams coach Darren Rizzi, who is like the rest of the coaching staff, wearing the Pelicans red tops tonight. So a lot going on for this football team with picks 16 and 19. And we had talked during the football season, but really even prior to the 21 season, which would be who, from a special team standpoint, who's going to be like, who can replace Justin Hardee, which is a very tall order until you found out JT Gray and Andrew Dow and players like that who stepped up amazingly.
Yeah, no doubt. First of all, go Pels.
Let's go.
Secondly, you know, it's always interesting when you lose a bunch of guys, you know, during off season, you're always kind of trying to fill in those holes. And last year at this time, you know, Craig Robertson was gone. Justin Hardy was gone. You know, we lost a bunch of quality guys. And, you know, we there was, you know, a guy like Andrew Dowd showed a lot of promise, just hadn't played a lot of snaps. We kind of knew what JT Gray was already. We were making a change at punter. So you lost Morstead. You lost, we lost Robertson. We lost Hardy. And it's because those guys were kind of the nucleus, two of the captains. And so this time last year was a lot of unknowns. And so as you go through the season and we do the breakdowns when the seasons are over and you look back a little bit, and a guy like Blake Gillikin had a fantastic season. A guy like Andrew Dowell. I mean, Phil Galliano, my assistant and myself were going through our punt plays from this year, and you kind of lose sight. There were six punts in a row where Andrew Dowell made the tackle. Mm-hmm. And you guys know how hard that – it's hard to make one tackle on a punt.
Right.
There were six punt reps in a row where he actually got the guy on the ground. And so you look back, and he just had a fantastic year in coverage. And I think because JT got so much publicity and notoriety, and deservedly so – Dowell ended up fourth in the NFL in special teams tackles, and you kind of forget about that. And so, that was a real, it wasn't really a surprise because I watched him work the year before, and he played that last game against Carolina in 2020. So I kind of knew, what he was capable of doing, but for him to put it all together, had a fantastic season. So that was a real good thing for us.
Coach, for you, the draft is kind of different. And what I mean by that is every player outside of really probably a quarterback probably is going to contribute on your units. And so when you look at that, how involved are you to say, hey, look, once the pick is say, hey, look, this is the guy we're going to do, how do you look at that player and say, well, I've seen him play X position, I've seen him play Y position, I wonder can he help us here, particularly if he may not be an every down starter walking into that position?
Yeah, no doubt. Our job's different. I think maybe the general fan doesn't realize we're probably the only guys in the building that have watched every position, like you just said. And so myself and Phil Galliano, we've really done a deep dive these last few weeks. And so, I've seen just about every draftable linebacker or even some free agents. Same thing with the safeties and the corners. And then even on the offensive side, you're trying to find those offensive players that maybe have a little bit of a foundation. Those are always hard guys to find. Those running backs and receivers particularly, because a lot of those guys get protected in college. They don't get put out there on special teams. And so you may have these guys that were 4 or 5 stars in high school, that guy were highly recruited, that came in and played right away, and then all of a sudden they get to the NFL and they're going to be a backup, and now they're going to run down and cover a kick.
He's going to be a tackle on punt.
He's got to make it exactly right. He's got to go make a play. And some of these guys may have never made a tackle before in their life. So you're trying to, whether it's a projection player, like an offensive guy, height, weight, speed, physical. I love offensive players with a defensive background. If I find out a guy played safety in high school, this guy played was a linebacker, running back, I love it. A converted linebacker, they moved to running back. Love those guys. Because there's some offensive guys, skill guys, I don't want to call it high maintenance, but there's some of those guys that may have never had to tackle before. And so you're looking for that skill set, because if you're going to be a 4-core player, as you know, at some point, blocking and tackling and playing in space is ultimately what the most important thing is.
You got to be able to do it. And that follows up for me another question. Is Sunday or Saturday or both for you, those are your days?
I call Saturday special teams day.
Yeah. I mean, those are your days, because that's where the core of a team is going to be made. Yes, first round, second round, those are glory. They're beautiful picks.
Yep.
But when you're talking about making a team,
100%,
it's going to be Saturday.
Well, listen, you look at any 53-man roster and then the 16-man practice squad, you look at 69 players. If you look percentage-wise, most of those guys are from the fourth round on. They're not first, second, third rounders. They're from their fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and free agents. So that's why I joke around. I always come in Saturday and be like, all right, it's special teams day. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Step aside, boys. Exactly. I'm making my picks.
and the Saints have done a phenomenal job. We've done a phenomenal job here with college free agents. You look at our roster, you could just start listing them. And even before I got here 3 years ago, they've done, Sean has done a great job and Jeff's done a great job. And even the last few years, we can go through and name a bunch. I mean, JT Gray, Andrew Dowell, we just named a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Blake Gillikin, these guys that weren't drafted players that have been really, really good for us.
And as we sat here last year, there were questions. You talked about Blake and you talked about Hardy and replacements, but what you weren't thinking about last year was your kicker. And then all of a sudden, you used as many kickers as we did starting quarterbacks, which was a lot, by the way. But Will Lutz, getting him back, and I assume his progression is everything's all moving positively.
Yeah, listen, we didn't have enough. I didn't have enough spaces in my car for as many kickers as we had last year. I couldn't fit them all in there. We had to take two cars to the game. But all kidding aside, it was obviously, like you said, it was a little bit of a surprise what happened with Will. But now, listen, it looks like he's back on track and ready to go. And so we're happy again. I don't think he's been a until we get him out there swinging, you know, in practices and games. But it seems like everything's on track. But I think the one thing that everybody found out, fans included, is how much maybe Will Lutz was missed when he's not there. And so, and listen, I thought Brett Maher did a really good job at the end of last season filling in. And if, you know, if you just look at his numbers, he did a great job. And some of those other guys, Brian Johnson had a game winner, and so had some other guys that filled in. But at the same time, I think everybody looked and saw Will's value to the team.
There's a comfort level with him.
There is, and no doubt about it. It's like when Steph Curry goes to the line, makes a, you know, hit a free throw.
Yeah.
You guess when you go to the bathroom break, you know.
You know it feels pretty good.
That's right. So, no question about it.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck for Saturday. Just kind of hang out tonight. If you stay around, if you don't mind, you can watch the Pelicans game. That'll be on. You can watch them. But have a great day Saturday. Got to step aside. More coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have Dennis Allen, Pete Carmichael, Mickey Loomis, and a whole lot more. Stick with us here. Around for more on the Saints draft preview. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.